We're doing the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim was discussing why is it that people are like a days ago when it comes to doing kindness with their fellow man. And the first point he raised was that sometimes people say, I'm scared, I'm never going to get my money back if I lend him the money. And he went into how we should really take collateral and we shouldn't use that excuse. There's another type of reason why people don't do kindness with their fellow man, which is also out of some kind of worry, fear. Because people say, you know, I might need that money right away. Even though technically that's a valid point. Certainly if a person needs the money for his own family, he's going to need it so that he can live more comfortably. He takes precedence over doing kindness to a fellow man. Your life comes before someone else's life. You don't have to lend out money and then you won't have where to pay your rent or you won't have where to buy your Shabbos food from. But that's only if you know there's a business opportunity or the guy asks for a long-term loan where you could assume if he wants such a long-term loan during that period, you could use the money. But if someone says, I won't do this act of kindness, I won't give him the loan, even though it's short-term, where a guy says, I have money sitting on the side, but you know, maybe a good opportunity will arise right away. I know he only wants the loan for a week, but maybe during that week I'll have an opportunity. That's something that's really not logical. Unless he's really anticipating, they're saying the Bank of Israel will start purchasing dollars, the dollar is going to go up, he wants to buy. Okay, you know, if there's reasoning to think, if there's real legitimate reason to think that it makes sense. By the way, I made that up. I don't know if the Bank of Israel is going to buy dollars. I don't know if it's going up or down. But if he has reason to think that he will have an opportunity to make money soon, some kind of business, and he knows he won't be able to do that business, then it makes sense. But otherwise, this is a rule. A friend of mine once told me. He was going to the army, and I asked him if I should hold on to his room for him, because he was a roommate with a very, very, very big Talmud Chacham. And that's a good thing to have such a roommate. You could learn a lot from him. So he said, no, let other people take my bed. So I said, but you might be back in 2 or 3 months, and then you won't. You might not get your bed back. You'll get a different roommate. So he said, God forbid that I should prevent someone else from having definite benefit today, because I might get benefit in 2 or 3 months. Today, someone else can benefit, let them benefit. In 2 or 3 months, we'll see. Maybe I'll be back from the army, maybe I won't be then. We'll worry about it then. So that's the attitude the Chafetz Chaim is telling us. You have money and you think maybe you'll do business with it soon. If there's reasonable reason to think that you'll need that money soon, fine, don't give it as a loan. But if the thought is, who knows, you know, opportunities do arise, so you have an opportunity right there before you, the opportunity to do kindness with your fellow men. And if a person has the money and he could afford it and he's not worried he won't see it again, he could trust the person that he'll pay it back or he'll take good collateral to ensure he'll get it back, then a person should really take into account this is a big mitzvah and the person should give the loan.